Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
And let's all get happy again. It's Brenda here with Brush Show Radio, and I am so thrilled to be presenting another spotlight event here today with our vendor spotlight on Janice Hannon, the Heart Girl. Body, mind, and spirit is what it's all about, and this gal has it all happening. Janice believes in the body's ability to heal itself given the right conditions, and the right conditions are just what Janice had in mind when she founded her holistic care center 15 years ago in a 1890s farmhouse in southwest London, to help people lead healthier, happier, and more fulfilled lives. As a longtime student of the mind-body connection, Janice formally studied and incorporated the metaphysical life coaching, utilizing law of attraction principles into her practice to help people heal their lives as well as their bodies. Heart Girl Holistic Therapies offers metaphysical life coaching, aromatherapy massage, aromatherapy facials, reflexology, Reiki, and other energy practices such as earthing and guided meditation. Janice uses a multidisciplinary holistic approach to her treatments, always putting the needs of the client first and foremost. Her gentle, caring ways create an atmosphere at Heart Girl that is both warm and welcoming, a place of comfort and serenity where one can leave the stresses of the world behind and allow true healing to begin. And what a beautiful way to begin this spotlight. Janice, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much, Brenda. It's an honor to be here. And, I look forward to sharing with you and your audience today as much as I can.
That's fabulous. And we just recently wrapped up the Breast Show in Town London event April 17th, and we're moving on to the Windsor event October 16th in Windsor, Ontario. So mark your calendars and get on board with us and join us as we move the Breast Show in Town to Windsor. And as such, Janice, you were a vendor at our recent London event, and I wondered if you could give us a little feedback on your perceptions and your reaction to the show.
Yes, well, it was my second year in a row that I've been at the show. There was definitely a lot more buzz going on this year, I believe, than the previous year. It was nice that they had all the practitioners organized together in one room. It was a little bit quieter than being out in the open for treatments. And I know a lot of the practitioners there were volunteering their time to give treatments to people as they came on through, just to expose them to maybe something they hadn't had before. So I think it was really good in that way. And I didn't get a chance to see that many of the speakers. I touched a little bit on one who was talking about the purpose of cancer. That was Paul. And he was a very good speaker. And, that was about all I got to see in that regard. But, it was a good event. I think there was a lot of exposure This year, PRIM had a big presence, obviously, and I saw Dr. Robert Banner sail on through, and I didn't get a chance to speak with him, but I know him quite well, and I think it was great that we had several doctors on site this year coming from the traditional medical community, but who have opened, you know, their practices to encompass integrative medicine and functional medicine. So I just think that's wonderful.
Yeah, it was a fantastic mix of practitioners, whether it be traditional medicine, coming forth with their new vision. The vision of lifestyle medicine is really a new buzz that is happening and happening right in London, Ontario. And the practitioners, you know, who are in private practice and who have been doing their thing, helping people in an integrative way without being a part of the recognized medical system and making a difference. And you know, lots of times people will not tell their doctor what they're doing on the other side of the medical screen, you know, integrating other practices. And, you know, we really, with PRIM, feel that it's a vision of coming together in a beautiful way to show that there is this community. We all have this central focus of well-being and making it happen. And that's what PRIM is all about, raising that voice. And as such, you are a practitioner with this beautiful, beautiful presence, you know, heart girl, my goodness. I think it's fabulous what you've been all able to bring together in 15 years of practice. So I'd love for you to kind of tell us a bit about the heart girl movement that you've created.
Okay. Well, Heart Girl sort of evolved. Like I said, it started about 15 years ago. I began as a certified professional aromatherapist, and I always knew that I was going to work somewhat in alternative healthcare. I think I knew it even as a child. So I began rather later in life. I didn't start off my first career that way, but I knew that that was not the way I wanted to continue, so I found my way eventually on my path, and Heart Girl evolved. And, it, you know, like most practitioners, I think, you know, as we get more exposure, we find out about more things we get excited about doing, and, you know, we just want to add them to our practices so we can offer more services, have more for our clients and patients to choose from, and, you know, a greater cross-section of things for them to really benefit. And that's really what I'm all about. I mean, it's all about the heart, right? I feel the heart is the energy center of the body. It's our connection center with all healing forces that are. And, you know, and that's where it's got to come from. And it's about the compassion part, right? You know, I think we've all experienced going to a health practitioner who was just going through the motions and didn't really care about the person in front of them. You know, it's kind of like, next, I've got 5 minutes to, you know, talk to you and deal with your issues, and then I'm moving on. So I decided a long time ago when I began my practice that I was going to be the opposite of that. I was going to be someone who was really going to listen to my clients and use my tools appropriately. So there's a lot of analyzing that goes on as I listen to people, trying to figure out what do I have, you know, in my toolbox of therapies or products that I can put together and present a program for them so that they can follow things through treatments with me, but also home care. Things they can do, or if they need to be referred to somebody else, I have no problem with doing that as well, because my goal is really that they get what they need for their total health picture, and that's on all levels. I mean, I'm holistic, so it's mind, body, spirit. And, I like to use everything that I've got and all the education that I have and the knowledge that I've gained with my experience over the last 15 or so years working with clients and, you know, helping them reach their health goals, but also helping them reach some of their life goals,
Right. So let's just share a little bit. So you do, you're a holistic practitioner and a quantum life coach. You do aromatherapy massage. You do basic massage. What else do you all do? Just to give us a flavor of what is all available.
Yes. Well, as you mentioned, there's aromatherapy massage and aromatherapy facials because the skin is our largest organ. So aromatherapy is really important for healing in that regard. Reflexology, which is a foot treatment, but it's for the entire body, even though the treatment is actually on your foot or on your feet. It's for everything in your body. I do Reiki, which is a form of energy medicine, as well as earthing, guided meditation for people that are having trouble maybe getting on the meditation bandwagon themselves or just want to be guided, want to lie on a massage table for a half an hour and be in the right environment with no distractions or disruptions. And having someone guide them through a total body relaxation. And I also offer a line of nutritional supplements and natural body, skin, and hair care. And so that's all that side of things. And then sort of the other side of things, which isn't the hands-on side, is the metaphysical or quantum life coaching, which is just really about helping people get from A to B. Whatever B is and whatever A is, we can always work with it, right? We can work with where we're at. Doesn't matter where you're at, where you've come from, what you've experienced. You have the ability to make change in your life and make positive change. So I'm about how to do it using universal laws and principles, such as the law of attraction, how to get to B. Quickest,
wonderful,
shortest, easiest route.
And the thing is, though, sometimes people don't know what A is, you know, because they are existing in A, and A happens to change from day to day. But to get to B, their bliss, and helping them to feel at peace. So
right.
Working with well humans, as people, as well as people who are in a state of distress or dis-ease, all can benefit from what you're offering, it looks like.
Yes, I hope so. That's my goal. There's something here really for everyone. Certainly, clients that are dealing with cancer. I have treated cancer patients before with particularly Reiki and reflexology, and these can be really powerful treatments for someone going through breast cancer. And highly recommended. Massage is not for obvious reasons of spreading cancer cells, but certainly Reiki and reflexology can be used on a regular basis, and it can help with pain control. It can also help with prolonging their lives longer, or bringing natural healing in and balancing the body to even, you know, help. I mean, I've seen things change, right, where someone's had a longer period than they were given, or they go through what they're going to go through in their journey with more peace and more acceptance about where they're at. So it can provide both.
What a beautiful thing to do, not only to be able to enhance the lymphatic system to get the crap moving out and that sort of thing, but also easing the brain waves and the peace and just putting them in a place. When you do that, you can facilitate healing. So, Janice, it is phenomenal. Our 15 minutes has almost come to an end. I'd love for you to tell us all about how to get in touch with you.
Okay, well, I can be reached three ways. I can be reached by email, and that's info@heartgirl.net, or you can give me a phone call at 519-657-2248, or if you'd like to just check out my website, and of course all my contact information is there, and that's at www.heartgirl.net.
Fabulous. Well, you are definitely a girl with a lot of heart for body, mind, and spirit healing, and, you know, creating a space and a place of peace and a such.
Yes.
I thank you for being part of the Brush Show in town in London, and hope that wherever we go, that we have you with us wherever, to show other people all about your wonderful, just your cacophony of wonderful services that you provide, and get them to see what the heart looks like in your beautiful eyes that you reflect on the world so beautifully with. And as such, I just really think the world of you, and so glad that we've connected. And I hope that the audience really enjoyed this conversation today on Brush Show Radio. And as such, we have to say goodbye. Bye for now.
Oh, that was so quick. Thank you. Bye, everyone. Bye. Thank you so much, Brenda. Appreciate it.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.